For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Please be seated. Well, today is a day for remembering and celebrating. First, we respectfully remember and acknowledge what was and continues to be part of our collective heritage, the patronal feast of All Saints Episcopal Church. And then, with the larger church on this All Saints Sunday, we remember and celebrate all saints and not just some saints. Amen?
Amen.
There are many things that you have learned about me in these last few months. And one thing I want you to know is that the Feast of All Saints is perhaps one of my most favorite days of the entire church calendar. At Bible study this past Thursday, I shared with the group that one of my favorite pastimes as a kid was reading stories about the lives of the saints. Yes, I was a little strange, continue to be, and proud of it. While my brothers had their stash of baseball cards, I had my stash of holy cards. Francis of Assisi, Bridget Lewis, Teresa of Lisieux, or Little Flower as she was also known, and my personal favorite, Martin de Porres, just to name a few. As children, we were not taught to worship the saints, but to give thanks to God for their witness and their examples of holy living. But when we read their stories, we will find that not one of them was perfect. Many were not always examples of faith, at least not in their early lives. Some had been thieves and rogues, like Moses the Black. Others only paid attention after God threw that spiritual brick upside their heads or knocked them off their high horses, like Saul, who later became Paul. Some struggled with the very existence of God at various times in their lives, like Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You see, in their humanness, they were like you and me. What we celebrate, when we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, is not the superhuman faith and power of a select few, but God using ordinary people like you and you and you and you and you and me to do divine things in the world. We celebrate all on whom God has acted in baptism, sealing them, as Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, with a mark of the promised Holy Spirit. We celebrate that we have in all who have gone before us what Paul calls such a great cloud of witnesses, and that the faithful departed are as much the body of Christ as we are. We are connected to so many people who God calls God's beloved children. There are some whose lives are better known to us, like Peter, who Jesus gave the keys to the kingdom, and Mary of Magdala, the apostle to the apostles, Francis of Assisi, who gave unconditional love to the poor, and Teresa of Avila, a doctor of a church, of the church, a woman who spoke her mind to bishops when women were supposed to be silent. There are lesser known saints that we celebrate. Just this past week, we lifted up Bishop James Hannington and his companions who gave their lives as witnesses in Uganda, and John Wycliffe, who is remembered as a forerunner of the Protestant Reformation. There are those who lived in our day, like Jonathan Daniels, an Episcopal seminarian martyred during the civil rights movement. Mother Teresa, who ministered to the desperate in the streets of India. And the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who along with many championed for equality and justice. There are even saints in the making now, like Augustus Tolton, who was a former slave who became the first Roman Catholic priest in the United States publicly known to be black. There was no question. Oh, the Healy brothers were there, but they did not recognize their blackness. There's also my friend and mentor, the late Sister Thea Bowman, who had the nerve to stand before bishops and told them on behalf of black Catholics everywhere, this is not your church. This is our church. Reminding us, and this goes for black Episcopalians too, that we come bringing our whole selves, our history, traditions, experience, culture, our songs, our dance, yes, all that we are. This morning's gospel offers us Luke's version of the Beatitudes, in which the King of Glory spoke on the plain being in the midst of folks. Heaven and earth joining together. He turned the world's notions and expressions of strength upside down, proclaiming the good news that in our circumstances, blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who are hungry, blessed are you who weep, blessed are you when people hate you. You are blessed. Yes, yes. Not some of us, but all of us. Amen. We are blessed. Yes, yes. Thank you. And to anyone who thinks they have it all now, without love and regard for sister, brother, stranger, neighbor, and even enemy, well, child, woe to you. Amen. Saints of God, yes, that is who you are, saints. We might wonder if we can step up to the plate and live our lives as God would have us live them, as did the saints in light. And the good news, that it is a resounding yes. Yes, because we too are sealed with the mark of the Holy Spirit. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can keep us from such godly lives, such as theirs, except for our own self-centeredness and our failure to love and serve God and others. Did you hear me?
Yes.
You and I may never be listed among the who's who of saints or be pictured on a holy card. We may never be immortalized in stained glass windows or in plaster or marble or be named in a revised version of holy women, holy men. Because you see, those things are really not important. As long as we live our lives as grace-filled and faith-filled witnesses of the gospel, we are no less worthy of joining our voices as we do today with angels and archangels and with the whole company of heaven. Today, we thank God for the saints who lived before us in ages past, those who are considered to be great, and those who may be nameless, but known to God alone. We thank God for the saints who lived among us.
Amen.
Amen.
Those saints who loved us until they died, and who we believe stand before the throne of God. We thank God for those saints who were the best parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, son, brother, sister, cousin, friend, caregiver. We thank God for those saints who were Nana to us, our co-workers, neighbors, volunteers, godparents, classmates, mentors, parishioners, the best husband, wife, partner one could ever hope for. We give God thanks for the saints living among us even now.
Yes. Yes.
Even
praise
now.
God. Praise the Lord.
They might laugh if we were to call them saints to their faces. But you know what? They too, you too, show us the face of Jesus. You reassure us when we're ready to give up, when we think we may fail. Your presence, each and every one of you, makes the whole world seem different. You know why? Because you dare to let your little light shine.
Yes. Yes.
And who and what is that light but the light of Jesus?
Yes.
I am so blessed. I don't know how you feel right now. But I am so blessed to have met so many, many saints right here, right now, at All Saints and Ascension Episcopal Church, right here in the heart of Northwoods. And I dare you, I double dog dare you to look around. Look around, go ahead and look around at the saint sitting next to you or opposite you. Look around and give God thanks. Saints of God, and I'm going to stop now. Saints of God, may we always, always keep Jesus as the model and center of all that we do. May we allow God to forever embrace us and bless us so that we too on that great getting up morning may stand round heaven's throne. That we may walk around heaven all day. And in that heaven there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more cancer, no more bills, but only joy. And joy everlasting. Let the church say, amen. Amen and hallelujah.